from San Diego, Bill Weinberg from San Francisco, and Dean Kukutis is our operations manager from Tracy, California. I was reminiscing when I was sitting here 36 years ago next month. I came here from Springfield, Missouri, and entered the insurance business. And when I graduated from a college called Evangel College in Springfield, Missouri, and I wanted to work with a wanted to learn a trade. The second request, that I wanted to work with a Christian who had ethics, and the third was I didn't care how much money I made. And I got all three of them in a package here. And the first 3 months I was here, I slept at Southern California campus, crawling through the windows in a sleeping bag, and showered there. And so basically I lived free for the first 3 months. And then three guys and I shared an apartment in Newport Beach for $125 a month. This sort of dates me, but you get real good rates in Newport in the off-season between September and May. So the three of us had a place at the beach. And that's how I got started in the insurance business. And so 36 years later, here I am, about six blocks from where I started. And it's a pleasure to meet you all. We created a program that's very unique with churches and schools. And we've been doing this since 1962. We expanded into the dental business. We're going to go and explain some of the details to you, how this works and how it can be of use to you and your church and your school. Dean, I'm going to have Bill speak first regarding what we're doing, the group health end of it, and then we got some surprise packages. We're going to use you as an experiment in some of our benefit programs that we haven't used before. I'm a member of the board of Fremont First Assembly of God, and we have a school called Fremont Christian School with 1,400 students and about 153 employees. So I know the problems from the church perspective. And Dean, on my far left, and I both were chairman of the board at Hayward Christian Schools. I was one of the founders of the nursery school. We dissolved from the nursery school to kindergarten, then up through K through 6, and then K through 8. And after I left, Dean took my place as chairman of the board. So we know it from the lay viewpoint as well as from this is what I call the professional viewpoint. Bill is going to explain some of our health plans that we have right now. Gene's going to go into some of our benefits. When you call our office, Dean Kukutis is the coordinator for everything we're doing statewide, and he would be the man you'd be speaking to, so he's going to address how he fits in administration. Bill?
Thank you, Don. What I'd like to try to do this morning is not have you, so to speak, just sit and listen to me chat, and I will for a few moments explaining some of the things that we do. But we're very interested and concerned to hear what your needs and what your objectives are. So if you don't mind, after I explain a few things, if I could just turn this microphone or the floor over to you and have you share with us what is happening in your churches and your schools, where you have found benefit structures not being able to work for you, and what you might like to see as benefits or structures or flexibility to help you when you have the opportunity of providing benefits for those who work with you. This myriad of benefits has been a subject that's been on the national forum for such a long time, in addition to which we have had the opportunity in this state to have some discussions as to whether the state should provide health insurance coverage. As we all know, that was soundly defeated by the populace of this state. And from a federal level's perspective, we know that government can't handle health care better than what you or I as citizens can do. But in this Benefit Association for Churches and Schools, which has been in existence since 1978 and has primarily begun as a workers' comp benefit association, has evolved itself in the ability to provide the same kind of interesting structure and benefit level for organizations such as yours. Whereas it was primarily workers' comp, it is now evolved into having specific plans designed by insurance carriers at preferential rates for both group life benefits, for group health benefits, for group dental benefits, for being able to combine STD coverage, which is short-term disability and long-term disability, and vision care benefits. The carriers that represent those benefits to you as the association are major insurance companies and HMOs, such as Pacific Care, such as Foundation Life, probably Foundation Health, such as Home Life Insurance Company. Dental would be from a Gerber Life standpoint, and vision care is from Medical Eye Services. Not only are these plans designed to protect and provide coverage on a group basis, but if that didn't work out financially within your organizations, there is the opportunity to purchase these benefits on an individual or singular basis through these companies that I just referred to. But what I'd like to do, and hopefully someone will be brave enough to stand up and ask the first question, tell me from your perspective, what hasn't the insurance community provided you? What difficulties have you had in obtaining the kinds of benefits that you'd like for your organization? Can I have someone just ask a question of us?
Yes, sir. We've dealt with two Christian medical associations, and both of them have gone bankrupt, leaving us with a $15,000 hospital bill. What does your company offer in comparison to that?
Okay, I think that's a very good question. The question was, the gentleman's organization dealt with someone who went bankrupt. What are we going to do to make sure that he doesn't have or you don't have the same problems again? I don't know, sir, whether that was a self-insured plan that that you were involved in or whether it was an insurance company.
No, they were not insurance companies. They were a medical association.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying that, and that's exactly the difference. These are insurance companies regulated by the state. Pacific Care is an HMO, which is very strong throughout the state of California, as is the Foundation Health Plan out of Rancho Cordova, and the Home Life Insurance Company is a major insurer. The chances of they going bankrupt are nil. Things happen in this world, I understand that. But again, the state does have plans which protect and insurance companies or HMOs that do go bankrupt. It is not a self-insured plan or a medical association that we represent for precisely the reason that this gentleman unfortunately experienced. Does that answer your question, sir?
Yes, thank you.
Thank
you. Do you care about the state of California?
Yes, we do.
In all states?
By...
Mostly right now we're talking about the western United States, the western part. We're not going back east at the present time. Give us a couple of years, we will be.
Is there a specific state, sir, you're...
Utah.
Yeah, Utah would be fine. I would say Kansas at this time is a little further east than we're capable of handling. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. That's a very good question. The question is, how small a group can we anticipate working with you? And that would be down to three lives.
But we can go individually as well.
But
group product starts at three, individual product at one.
On the health insurance, what type of deductible are you looking at? Do you have different plans?
Yes, the question is, what type of deductibles, or do we have different kinds of plans? The answer to the question is yes to both. There are plans with no deductibles, and there are plans with a $5 copay or a $10 copay, as the case might be, from an HMO perspective. And the I think one of the things that we enjoy being able to bring is it doesn't have to be your square fitting into that circle hole. We have the ability to design benefit structures that will work for you.
What about waiting periods and pre-existing conditions? We've changed insurance several times. And every time we do that, then we have to wait 3 years to be covered on this, or 2 years to be covered on that, or that's not covered.
Again, the benefit structure would determine, but in the state of California, as an example, there's a law called AB 1672, which is for organizations of less than 50 lives down to 3 lives. And if you, under those particular statutes, if you've already satisfied a pre-existing condition, you do not have to satisfy another pre-existing condition period of time. And again, the other, even if you change companies, even if it went from one company. Yes, sir, fairly. About a year and a half. Okay. Sure. Yes, sir.
Our church has a new cross of health providers. We have our 403Bs with a covenant that goes for the Pyramids Response. And then we have our liability insurance with another carrier. What would be the benefit of going with you guys?
Good question. A little bit about our association. Bill,
BACS started in 1973. I took it over in 1978. We've had a phenomenal growth starting around 1990. We started out with $1 million in premium. We're now up to approximately $10 million. This is before the 36% rate reduction. We had a 36% rate reduction in workers' comp, so we're at about $7.4 million. We have 1,800 schools and churches in our group, and we have 46,000 employees. So it's a buying structure. One of our accounts, of course, is right here. We met with Chuck Smith in either March or April this year, March, and gave him a check for $75,000. This was a refund for the year 1992, and he had asked us to come here to speak to you at this time. Another one of my friends is Lewis Neely, and he said he'd be dropping in, and when he does, I'll introduce him. But we've been working with Lewis since 1968. This is Warehouse Ministries in Sacramento, is what I'm referring to. We do the liability, that's the fire and the theft, and he's had a few claims, all the vehicles, the health insurance. We had a problem with moving health carriers, like what you're talking about. We moved it for a saving price. We got two people that were uninsurable. We had to then change it back and do some maneuvering. This is not necessary anymore, but under the circumstances, we have their dental, we have their long-term disability. So it's sort of, we do from one product all the way up through the whole menagerie of them. And we'll get into more in detail on some of the new things we have coming out.
So because you guys represent a larger group, can you give me lower rates than I'm paying now? Mm-hmm. Is that what you're saying?
Well, that's our intention, yes. Mm-hmm. The question is, can we get you lower rates than you're paying now? And the intention is, by taking our large numbers, we are getting better buying power. We have just come out with a dental plan that just started. Gene just sold the first case. It's just so brand new in the market. It's at any dentist, and it's nationwide, and it's with Gerber Life. And that's just one little product. It starts like $17.95 an individual. And it's very good. It's a good plan. And that's a nationwide product. We're trying to do more nationwide products than just this one. And our group administrator is out of Colorado. But right now, our big emphasis has been in California. We've had 100% growth for the last 4 years. And now we're trying to go into groups and discount our services a little bit, even more. And we want to help the Calvary Chapels, and this is why we're here today.
I don't know, sir, that we can provide you lower rates for the benefits that you have.
Yeah. Constant. In other words, if I didn't change my deductible, why should I do this to you guys?
That's a very valid question. And from a cost standpoint of view, there may be the opportunity of providing a better level of benefits for the same cost, or take the same benefits and do it at a lower cost. As to why you should do work with us rather than who you're working with right now, I think we'd like to have the opportunity of showing you the kind of services that we can provide specifically for your organization, and then let you make your decision as to whether we can or do as we say we can, and talk to others who we've done business with. Is that fair? Thank you, sir.
What happens, 3 years ago we had 2 employees, now we have 13 employees, we're expanding our school, we are adding 5 more employees this next year. What about adding employees and whole areas of new ministry? Is that a problem? Do you have to renegotiate?
No, you do not. No. Congratulations on your growth. But we find that it's not difficult, and we can be of assistance to you and help. And in essence, we're just not here to provide benefits, but what Mr. Beeman has been able to accomplish and to let this association grow to over 2,000 separate churches and schools, covering some 47,000 employees, is to be able to provide the service to help you and your employees understand the benefits that they have purchased and want to belong to his association. And we haven't been able to grow like that unless we've been able to provide that kind of service. Yes, sir. Yes. No, that is correct. Okay. Three employees with or without families of whatever size. But it's the employee count. Thank you. Thank you for
the employees could be related.
Yeah. You could have a husband and a wife as two employees. It messes you up when you have children, so you go back to one. For price reason is why I'm saying that.
We have a situation where we have some international students, okay, and you know right now we're bringing them over. We do not have them insured. Being international, they do not qualify for any medical benefits over here either. And so, for instance, we had an accident here a while back, cost $1,500.
Yeah.
You know, do you provide some type of student insurance? That
the question was with students coming in from a foreign country, or even for students who were citizens of this country, do we or could we provide student health and accident coverage? The answer is yes, we can. And can I just ask by a show of hands how important that particular coverage would be? How many people would be interested?
On foreign students.
Or just student accident, Don, it could even be U.S. citizens. Okay, thank you.
Jean,
I'd like to just address again the question that you had asked about what additional benefits from working with us. And when in a few minutes when I talk about part of the area I wanted to discuss, one of the additional benefits you will get is working with some various packages that we have to offer. We can probably add on some benefits that might cost you several hundred dollars a year and be able to add these benefits on at no additional cost for your members. We do have some additional packages that we bring in and put as part of the package when you do work with us in your benefits. So we do have some added value services, and I'll be touching on some of those in a few minutes. But yes, there are additional benefits.
There's one benefit that just came out, and Bill helped create this with us, and it's a blue brochure. We'll give these to you when you're leaving, or some of you have right now. I noticed a gentleman back here in a yellow shirt's looking at this right now. This brochure is unbelievably good. It's a long-term disability. How many of you actually have long-term disability for your employees? Any of you provide that? Well, then this will be more expensive because if you don't have it. But this one starts on the first day from accident, on or off the job, 15th day for sickness, and it coordinates it to your 65. And it costs what regular long-term disability runs. This is this brochure here. And it's costing less than 1%. But we were able to coordinate short-term and long-term. Most of the workers' comp, where all this created from, starts on the fourth day from accident. And it pays two-thirds of salary, but only covers you if you get hurt on the job. People get quite creative when you have no other benefits that workers' comp gets the claim, whether or not they got hurt on the job or not. And ethics is stretched a little bit, if you would, on workers' comp. Well, what we've been able to do, and we're going to, Gene will be getting into this on our program as a Cafeteria 125, but this particular product that Bill was able to get for us,
In California, you waive out-of-state disability. Churches and schools, nonprofit schools, have the option of being state disability or waiving out of it. And I don't know anybody that has taken it. They all waive out-of-state disability. So what there's a gap in there in that part of the program. What this is first aid disability on or off the job, 15th day for sickness, and this even includes maternity. If the doctor says you can't come back to work or you have to quit work early, you start collecting on the disability. It's for 2/3 of salary, and it's coordinated so that it stretches to your 65. So if you get disabled now and totally and permanently disabled, your benefits will be covered all the way through till retirement. And it costs somewhere around 8/10 of a penny is what it is. Yes, you have a question in the back. No. State disability is different than workers' comp. You can't waive out of workers' comp. If you're in a corporation, you're all employees of that corporation, you have to have it. We always have some churches, and I've been doing this, like I said, for 30-some years. You guess everybody got a way of beating workers' comp. They make them all ministers. They do all kinds of things, and they call them independent contractors. But, boy, if they get hurt, boy, you have a problem, man. We've had one church, it was an Assembly of God church, got fined for $350,000 because they didn't provide disability. This is for the school and the minister staff.
So is there any possibility in the future of things changing where we can have our own disability insurance to cover those kinds of things?
Well, that's what we're talking about. We have it now.
But, I mean, why can't there be private where we can just provide our own
end? Well, you can do it like this gentleman talked about, the self-insured programs, and sometimes they go broke because you're stuck with a claim. We were looking into that. The deductible on that type of a program is $350,000 per claim. So all you have to do is take one claim, it kind of wipes out the whole program. The answer is you probably could in the future, and we're creating some ideas like that now. But this is so good, it gives you short-term and long-term at the price of long-term. We're jumping here, but we want to direct what you're interested in. I'd like Gene to tell you a little bit about cafeteria. Go back to Bill.
Okay. It's okay to go back to Bill. I thought I saw just one more question over here, that's why.
Yeah, do you guys then sort of manage, and it's hard to keep up on all of this stuff, and, you know, we have like 3 or 4 different companies that we're working with, so we get all these different bills, and, like if we went with you and everything was this is what it's going to cost a year to cover everything, this is how much, and you pay it monthly.
And you get some other goodies in thrown in.
But is that the way it works?
That's what we're attempting to do.
You're 100% correct. And in addition to which, I just wanted to leave, I'll respond to the question in a moment, sir. I just wanted to leave with one other thought, I'll forget the leaving and I'll go to the question in the back of the room. Someone is earning a commission at this point, sir, on Pacific Care, so it should not cost more.
It could cost less.
Cost less.
You guys are not an agency that handles many different things. You are Pacific Care?
No. To get just a short recap, the Benefit Association for Churches and Schools is a workers' comp benefit association insuring at the present time over 2,000 churches and schools throughout the state of California with some 46,000, 48,000 people. In the growth of this organization, which is now generating premiums in excess of $10 million, there are additional benefits that are now being able to be afforded to and presented to members of the association. And the benefits would be, from a group life standpoint of view, a group health, a group dental, and individual products. And the purpose of our meeting here today is just to make that knowledge available to people and to bring forth the fact that we do work within the church community. We feel we understand the church and school community and provide services to them. No, it is not. It is, no. BACS is Benefit Association for Churches and Schools, who represents a number of HMOs and insurance companies, one of whom being Pacific Care.
We're even selling for Kaiser right now. So we even have Kaiser in our program.
they don't go back into the question of how do you put the care to someone other than yourself. And then I can turn from that to the care to you if you don't talk to them about it.
The answer should be no to that. In fact, it may even be that if you purchase specific care through this organization, you may even find on a group basis that your rates could be less. Does that answer your question, sir? Thanks. Sure. We may have a solution for it, and can we talk to you after this meeting?
Thank you. We've even had churches that have been turned down because the people have been. I landed up insuring more Sorella, and they couldn't have insurance for 5 years. I was able to get
it. This one more question.
I became a hero, but I mean, this is.
No.
We're going to turn it right over to you. Situation.
Yeah.
Have had.
Yes, sir.
You have an open workers' case.
The question was, if you have an open workers' comp case, can you change from one carrier to another? The answer is yes, you can. But I don't want to keep the floor from Gene. Pardon? I'm sorry. Please. Yes, ma'am. There could be, and there could be some health problems that could exist on an individual basis that would not be looked at on a group basis in the same light. So there could be a difference, and there could be some insurability questions.
Dean can handle that.
What we normally do in situations where you're looking for the detail behind the particular benefits we provide, and I apologize for my voice, I'm catching a cold, but we have a blue form that was up in the front, and I'll hopefully, before you leave, we'll make sure everybody gets that. But we look for certain information from you to allow us provide you with the detail that you're looking for. So let's say you're looking for a health particular group case, and you had three employees. What we'd ask you to do is just fill in the mark off the box health, and then fill in the appropriate information below that. The information we're looking for, of course, the employee, the date of birth, their sex, what type of benefit they're looking for, single, family, couple, and their zip code. Zip code is a very important element in all the quotes that we do. So if you can provide us that information, we can turn a quote around for you very quickly and provide you with all the detail you're looking for.
Last question for the lady back here on the aisle. Yes, we do. We have more coverage for group products in the Western United States. Some of the individual products are on a national basis. Does that answer your question? What state, ma'am? That's not a difficulty. Okay.
One question here.
Yes, sir.
What do you consider employee, full-time, part-time, volunteer, paid? 20 hours, 40 hours, 20?
None of the above and all of the above. You asked so many questions in there. And employees are considered to be ones that are working 20 more hours per week. Right. From a voluntary standpoint of view, there is specific coverage for volunteers who would come into your church or school and do work over and above what we have talked about at this point. just again, so that I can have Jean speak to the issues that she'd like to speak to, I'd like to leave you with just one thought, that there have been a number of questions on different subjects, but please understand that it's not all or nothing. It's the ability to work with you within our association, and whatever product needs that you have, we would like to have the opportunity of serving them and helping you with them. So it could be long-term disability, or it could be health insurance, as an example. It doesn't have to be both together. Thank you for your attention, and I appreciate you becoming involved in the conversations.
Thank you. I joined Don's organization beginning of the year and have had a chance to work in the Southern California area, calling on various churches and preschools and church schools. And it's been a fun experience. What we have been able to do, what I found we were able to do with, again, our buying power, is for most people to be able to negotiate rates with the carriers that were slightly lower than what they were getting, and in some cases 10%, some 20%, sometimes as much as 35% lower than what they were currently carrying and what they currently had with the similar benefits. So there's been very few cases where we haven't been able to significantly improve the package that they currently had and be able to also give them the benefit of having someone available that can act as your representative, because you are a member. When you're a member of a benefit association, we work on the same team. You're part of a program. You're part of our association. So we feel that we work for you, and that's the image that you need to constantly refer to us as, is that we work for you. And we don't forget that at any time, is that we're not working for a carrier. We're not working for anything other than for you. You're the reason that we exist. I was given the pleasant opportunity also of talking about some of the tax issues when it comes to benefits. This is, you know, they leave that for the end, of course, because it's so exciting. And hopefully you're wanting to all go eat lunch. You're wide awake, hopefully, and you can handle some of the tax issues. No, I'm kind of joking, but I did bring my tax facts book. Has everybody here heard of 403Bs, otherwise known as tax-deferred annuities, otherwise known as tax-sheltered annuities? See a show of hands? Okay. I want to briefly go through what it is, because it's one of the key issues that I found that some of the organizations aren't real familiar with, or if they are, they're not utilizing fully. A tax-deferred annuity is available strictly to nonprofit organizations, churches, and schools. Well, that kind of fits who we are. And it's called the IRS section of the code 403B. And basically, the employer cost on it and the contribution from the employer can be zero. So this is a no-cost employee benefit that you can offer to your employees. We have some employers who do help contribute, but for the most part, we find most employers, it's something that they allow their employees to get involved in. Sometimes it's only the pastor who's involved, but you can open it up to all employees. If you have employees who are married and maybe the spouse is a primary earner, sometimes they want to be able to put additional monies away. So let's go through what a tax-deferred annuity is. It's a vehicle that allows an employee to defer a portion of their wages, and it's up to 20% of their includable wages, pre-tax, after FICA, but before federal and state taxes, and put it aside for retirement. It's a retirement program. So how does it compare to, I think, a 401k? Many of you are familiar with a 401k. There's an employer costs, there's administration fees, and a lot of reporting. That isn't necessary on a 403B. It's very simple. It's mainly just a payroll deduction. The employer does have to send the check in, a single check, every month to whomever they've chosen to go with on the 403B. But that is all that's required on the part of the employer. So it's something that's fairly easy to administrate. It doesn't require a lot of time, and it's a wonderful benefit to the employees because they can save for their retirement on a payroll deduction basis, pre-tax. The monies that accumulate in it accumulate tax deferred, so there's no taxes paid on it. The only time that the employee pays taxes is when they pull the money out. Presumably, they're not going to pull the money out until they're 59 and a half or at retirement, which could be a lot older. And then at that time, presumably, they're in a lower tax bracket. If you, as an individual, were to save $100 a month and save it after tax dollars, actually it would take about $130 in order to get $100 of after tax dollars. $130 of earnings, whereas on a pre-tax basis, you would just need the $100. And then if you had to pay taxes on that money every year, whatever your tax rate is, you're going to lose all that interest. So having it pre-tax, we figure in about 20 years, you can have more than twice as much on a pre-tax plan in your fund, just putting exactly the same dollars away than you could in a plan if you did it after taxes. So it's a wonderful benefit to your employees. And what we do is we will help and we will do employee meetings and we'll work with the employees to help them understand this and how this can benefit them. So it's one of the resources that you can use us as. I want to basically go through an example of what I ran across it was about 2 years ago with one of the churches I was talking to in my own neighborhood. Well, their accountant had come to me and said, I'm not sure something's going right here. I'm not sure something that we're doing is correct. Can I talk to you about it? He served on the board. And so I sat down with him. And he says, we give our employees, our full-time employees, $50 a month before taxes. And we allow them, with that $50 a month, to buy either health insurance or to buy put money into a 403B, a tax-deferred annuity. And I looked at him and I said, please repeat. And he said, we take $50 a month, pre-tax. We don't pay, we just give the employee $50 a month. And they can choose whether or not they want to put it into their 403B or whether they're going to buy health insurance. And I said, okay, what happens if they choose neither? Oh, well, then they don't get it. Okay, time out. I think we need to talk. I think you have a problem. What that church was facing was the potential, if they were ever to get audited, which is very likely in today's environment, if they were ever to get audited, all of those $50, the church itself would be liable for all back federal taxes, all back state taxes, all back employee FICA, and all back employer FICA. Exactly. What they were doing was what was called, it's not allowed under the IRS codes. And so I gave them an alternative way of doing it. I said, you can approximately do what you're doing, only there are some rules and regulations. Number one, the health insurance cannot in any way be dependent on the tax-deferred annuity. The two cannot be dependent on each other, nor can you tell the employee how they can spend that $50. So let's give you an example that would work with the IRS. You can take that same $50 and increase their pay by that amount. Then the employee can choose to put it in the 403B, and then it's deductible. They still have to pay FICA on it, but they don't have to pay federal or state taxes. Or they can choose to pay it towards their health insurance. And if we come in and help you set up a Section 125, which is the next section I'm going to talk about, then they don't even have to pay tax. They don't pay FICA on that. They don't pay federal or they don't pay state. Or they can choose to do neither, in which case they get the $50 and they pay all the taxes. So it somewhat accomplished what they wanted, but now they were fully legal. And I found that in the last couple months, working with the various churches and schools, that this church was not alone, that it's not an unusual situation. And I'm not sure if any of you work in similar situations, but you may wish to talk to me about that afterwards. Part of the reason that I've enjoyed working with it, and I do like keeping people
legal,
out of contradiction with the IRS whenever possible, and helping them out with it, and yet still accomplishing, helping them to accomplish with their employees what they want, and that is to be able to provide benefits at the least cost to themselves or the employees. One of the major products that we use in the 403B market, the tax-deferred annuity, is the CalFarm product. I'm going to give a little ad here for a CalFarm product. The CalFarm product is a fixed annuity, so they put the money in. The interest that's earning right now is 7%, but what we like about it is the additional, they give us an additional 1% on everybody's money. They give you that, the participant. So you actually have 101% of your money going into the account. So your equivalent rate of return is 8.07%. It earns a nice high interest rate. That's one thing I like. And the other thing I like about it is the loan feature on it, as one of the most generous loan features. For those of you who have employees who don't want to think about retirement, what about buying a car? What about buying a house? People do that still. With a 403B and one with a generous loan contract involved with it, like the CalFarm has, you can basically put the $100 or $200 a month into the 403B, the tax-deferred annuity, and in several years, when you have the money built up, take a loan. Sure, you're borrowing your own money, but don't most people go to the credit union or to the bank to borrow that money? Why not borrow it from yourself? The nice thing with the CalFarm is the most it's ever going to cost you would be 3%, and if you've been in their plan more than 10 years, all the interest that you pay goes back into your own account. So, yes, you're paying yourself, but it all goes back to yourself. So you have like a net zero cost on borrowing the money. So we encourage people to try to take advantage of that. Now, with a car, you do have to pay it back in 5 years, but if you're talking a primary residence, you don't have to pay loans back for it until, you have to start paying them back, but you can stretch it out over a 20-year period. So it's a good way to help people.
About? It's your own money. You're not paying taxes on it. You're living on 80% of your gross. And if you tithe, you're living on 70% of your gross. Then what you can do is you borrow that money and you pay it back to yourself and you get your own interest. You become your own bank. And you're buying a car, you're buying a house, and you're not paying taxes on the money.
What we want people to do is be financially independent. We want them to reach their goals, and that's what our goal is at BACS, is to help people save money, help you be able to offer more benefits, and help teach your people, your employees, how to be financially responsible and have the benefits that they can maybe have in a larger company. So that's what we're trying to do here. Okay? The next thing I want to go over is the Section 125. I passed that over it very briefly. How many people here have ever heard of a Section 125, otherwise known as a cafeteria plan? Okay. That's one of our specialties and one of the big additional benefits that we do offer with our members. And basically, a Section 125 is a written plan that employees can purchase various benefits from the plan. That's essentially how it's defined. Let's go into the different types. The first type is what's called a premium-only Section 125. And that is if your employees have to pay a portion of their premium, if you don't pay 100% for them, if they have to pay a portion of it, let's say they paid 50%, or let's say they have to pay for dependents or whatever. A premium only is where they can make those premium payments for health insurance, dental insurance, or disability insurance. Those are primarily the three types of insurances that they can do through the Section 125, and they can pay for them on a pre-tax basis. So instead of where we're talking about maybe a, let's say we're talking about $100 a month premium, so normally if the employer is going to pay $50 and the employee is going to pay $50, the employee's $50 is coming out pre-tax, it's now costing them only, what's that? Help me out, $35. Somehow, at some point, they say, oh, I can afford that. This makes sense. Okay? So that's a premium-only type plan. The other type of cafeteria plan, Section 125, is the one that adds in child care and unreimbursed medical. So child care expenses up to, is it $5,000 a year? $5,000 per year can be paid on a pre-tax basis by the employee. And unreimbursed medical expenses can also be paid on a pre-tax basis. Examples of that, even if you have an HMO, might include chiropractic care, orthodontic care, vision, glasses, things like that that might not otherwise, that you might otherwise have to pay out of pocket that your plan doesn't necessarily might not cover. I do not believe tuition is part of it.
It's a dependent before and after school, that extra money to pay for that. That's what that's included.
So what are the advantages to the employee? Obviously, they've just had a 30% reduction in their premiums. Because when I say pre-tax, I'm talking this in this case, not in the tax-deferred annuity, but in the Section 125, when we're talking about insurance premiums, health insurance premiums, it's before FICA. It's what, 8% approximately?
7.7.
Yeah. Federal, which is 15% if you're in the lower tax brackets, and state, which is about 5%. So we're getting up to close to a 30% savings. So you're getting close to a 30% discount in your premiums. That's why the employees love it. I mean, how would you like to just automatically get a 30% discount? Now, here's the good news. The employer also doesn't have to pay FICA. The employer also doesn't have to pay workers' compensation.
This is California we're talking about.
Yeah, okay, for those of you in California, right. They don't have to pay, in California, the workers' compensation on the monies that the employee has pre-taxed. So if your employee is covering their dependents and that cost is $200 a month, and now the employee's cost is only $140 a month, and you as the employer are getting approximately, what does this amount to? Almost a 10% deduction? So you're saving money as well. Now you're going to say there's got to be some cost to kind of set these plans up. Yes, there is a cost. If you are getting benefits through our association, your group benefits through our association, the medical, the workers' comp, we're going to help you pick those costs up. Okay? So we'll help you with that on the administration. So that's one of the benefits that we're offering. If you choose to establish a full plan where you're having the child care and unreimbursed medical, we start off, there's an annual administration fee of $250. No, I'm sorry, that's a setup fee of $250. And virtually the company that we're using to help us out with that is not charging any additional fees for members of our association. So we're even talking minimal costs there as well. And with what the employer saves per year and what your employees have deducted, what you save in FICA and workers' comp, we've had most employers are saving, if they have only three or four employees participating, we're saving them $300-$400 a year. If you've got 40 or 50 employees, we're talking several thousand dollars a year savings to the employer. And it's significant. So the employer wins. This is a nice way for your employees to be able to buy benefits. for you to be able to afford benefits for your employees, because now you can do some cost sharing. And if you're paying an employee twice a month, and we're coming out and we're talking to them and we're saying, okay, now on a pre-tax basis, because it's pre-tax, your equivalent net out-of-pocket cost to cover yourself is $16 a pay period for 100% coverage on a $5 office copay plan. Are you interested? You bet. You bet they're interested. And we're getting real good response. So that's what the fun of this has been. That's what the enjoyment's been. We've been able to get people benefits they never could afford before. And we're doing it. And everybody's winning. I think that's it.
Good. I want to throw in, that is probably one of the most perfect products that ever came along. For an employer, a church, that providing health benefits, and the employee is paying for any portion of it, health, dental, or disability, and or family care. Whatever you're paying out of pocket is if you haven't earned the money. Example, you're making $1,000, put $100 into health benefits. You're only going to be paying taxes on $900. That's the virtue of the 125. The employer, the church, is only paying payroll taxes on $900 instead of $1,000. So they're saving a minimum of 10%. In other words, it's 7.7 on matching funds on Social Security, plus workers' comp, which are around 2 to 5% or a little bit higher depending on what the category is, but just say 2%. That's 10%. So for every dollar the employee spends out of pocket for health insurance, the employer is saving 10 cents. But for every dollar the employee pays, they're saving 35 cents. So it's a great product. I want to throw in a couple of the good ones for you who have stayed around. We do several things that have been novel in our program. We're doing this year, and I'm not trying to sound like a, but this is the benefit we're providing. I told Chuck when I came down here, I'd be throwing in something different for those who are attending. It's a $100,000 policy for the pastor of the church, the key person. We pay the premium for the first 2 years. It's with John Hancock. The all employees that are members of our association, and the dues are very high. Dean, it's in the blue sheet. There is a catch to it. You have to join our association to get these benefits. All employees, 20 hours or more, that work for the church, get a $2,500 accidental death policy. And we pay the premium. So it's all employees are covered for $2,500, AD&D. Bill, what company is that? Is that Cigna?
CNA.
And John Hancock on the life insurance. There's no cost at all on the life insurance for the key person. We have also discounts on life insurance for all the employees. But Dean, you want to tell them what the cost of this is? The dues.
The due structure that we have is it ranges from $35 to $250. And that's based on the number of employees that you have within your organization. That's annually. That's an annual fee. $35 from employees, from 1 to 3 employees is $35. From 4 to 6 is $50. From 7 to 19 is $75. From 20 to 39 is $150. And 40 employees on up is $250. Now that's identified on the blue sheets that we'll make sure that each one of you have before you leave. We'll hand them out. That is the total fee for each organization annually. And for that, you'll receive the key man in your organization will receive a $100,000 life policy paid by the association, taken care of for 2 years, and each one of your employees a $2,500 AD&D policy.
We'll pay that for 2 years.
So what we'll need you to do to join the association is one, is again, the blue sheet, the key sheet, is there's an application you need to fill out. There'll be a life policy application handed to you you'll need to fill out, and we'll hand out the AD&D applications at that same time, which your employees need to fill out. All of this gets returned to either one of our addresses. Our main address is in Hayward, California, and it's on the blue sheet also. And there's an 800 number that you can call us if you have any questions at all. We also have a location in North Hollywood but our main office is in Hayward, California, and we'd like everything to come there. And anytime you have any questions, please call the 800 number. We're there normally from 8:30 to 5 in the afternoon. We have an answering service after that. Hopefully you don't miss any messages coming into us, and we respond within 24 hours.
If you're here from out of state and pick this up, this applies there too. This is a national program.
Very good.
Do you guys come out in and meet with our employees?
We will send a representative out to your organization to go over the benefit portfolio or the needs that you identify.
Yeah, I did just want to clarify that because, like I did mention, I'm in Southern California. Don has several of people like me. He doesn't have several me's now. He has several people in my capacity and in some of my coworkers' capacities in each region, so that there are people within your area that can come out and actually do. It's very personal. Yes, it becomes, you know, so that the employees all have a business card where they can call up and ask questions when they need to, that they've got a personal representative.
If you're a pastor now, you can pick up the application from us today while we're here. But there's no catch. This is it. We started doing this in 1990, and as I told you, my business started growing 100% every year, and it went from $1 million to $2 million to $3 million to $10 million, and then they gave us a rate reduction of 36%, so we went back down to 7. Now we're going back up again, but it's a biblical principle being played out. It's more blessed to give than to receive. When we start giving back, mm-hmm. it starts coming back to us, and there's no magic in what we're doing. But it's amazing. And I wanted Lou Neely to come here. He even volunteered that he was going to come. But with Louis, we've been friends and client relationships since 1968. And it's just one of those things. The more I seem to be able to do for other people, the more God blesses me. And it's nothing, anything unusual, except it just works and how these things come in. The other one we have is a benefit plan that Bill just came up with. That it costs you $2 an employee, but it gives you all the benefits survey or summary of what you do for them all year. Because if any of you are on boards and you know how these finances, so the employee's cost is $20,000, but there's another 30% you have to pay in benefits and health and all these other things. This explains to the employees what you, the employer, are doing for all the employees. Right? And it breaks it down. It gives you an annual summary, and it breaks down sheet by sheet for each employee. All the benefits are provided by the church for the employee or by the school. So we have that service available. We're constantly doing this. Now, for you out of state, you're not on our mailing list, and those ones within California, we've got a 29,000-piece mailer going out next week. It was supposed to have gone out May 1. As you know, some of these deadlines get carried away, but in the middle of it will just be the insert page. So if you could leave your business card here, we'll make sure you get one of our newsletters. They're being printed right now. We're trying to get them here for the seminar, and we didn't quite make it. We got the blue sheet. That's the only thing we got done out of it. If you have more questions, we're going to stay around afterwards. I want to make sure you don't miss lunch. It's 2 minutes of 12. And I like going to churches where the pastor ends on time, so I think we should end on time, too. That's my little dig there. And thank you for your attention. I'm glad you appreciate my humor.
So we're going to send this back to you once more.
Yes. This is the end of Side 2. If you'd like more information on tapes, please contact Chapel Tapes at P.O. Box 8000, Costa Mesa, California, 92628. God bless you.